Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. I'm your host, John Henson, and today, wrapping up our Marketing Madness Week with our champion, all right? The NCAA tournament is going to crown their champions in the men's and women's tournament here in a couple of weeks, but our marketing champion has always been networking. And maybe that surprises you. Maybe, you know, why is a content marketing company saying that a service or a type of marketing that they don't provide is the best type of marketing? And it's true. And, you know, we see this a lot. We saw this a lot in our trends report. The vast majority of respondents said that networking gave them the best ROI. And networking is a marketing activity. You're going out, you're meeting new people, you're getting contact information. Hopefully you are putting that contact information into your marketing ecosystem so that they are continuing to hear from you on a regular basis, preferably through an email newsletter like we talked about yesterday. But this idea that networking is the best form of marketing that you can do is very simple, because it serves as the foundation for everything else that your marketing does for you, right? The more that you network, the more and the better that the rest of your marketing performs, especially your content, right? Because here's how this works, right? You go out networking, you meet some new people, even if it's just a couple. You have a couple really good conversations, you get their contact info, and one of two things happens depending on your situation. One, you don't have any other kind of marketing. You just you do a little SEO work here and there, and that's it. Maybe you post on social media once or twice a month. Those people who met you networking, they're not going to remember you, all right? That networking effort was more or less a waste of your time, because they're not going to remember you. They don't ever see you come up, even if you send them a card once a year, all right? They're not going to remember you that well. But on the other hand, you meet them networking. All of a sudden, you plug them into your marketing ecosystem. All of a sudden, they start getting your email newsletter every month. Maybe they are on a drip sequence for your firm, and they're learning more about you. The more that you can stay top of mind with them, because, you know, as busy as you are, you can't nurture all of those relationships to the degree that you should. But keeping them, you know, making sure that you're top of mind with them by having them get your email newsletter, or making sure that they follow you on social media so your posts are coming up and you're posting daily, right? Those are the kinds of things that keep you top of mind. And at the same time, if you're doing it properly, you're educating them and priming them for the referrals and the business that they are going to send your way. And that's what makes the networking so, because like those people, those other attorneys, those other business owners in other industries, whatever it is that you're doing or whoever it is that you're meeting, they need to know specifically what to send your way. You know, if you're a business lawyer and you only want to handle mergers and acquisitions, all right, that's what your content should be about. And you don't want to, you know, you don't want these people to send you referrals about business formations or winding down a business or compliance or anything like that. You just want to handle mergers and acquisitions. That is how you get that done. That's how you take on all of those cases, is by creating that content, staying top of mind with those referral sources that you meet so that they understand that that is what you do and that's what you're great at. And so your networking is your champion. It's your most effective foundational marketing piece, but it only becomes that champion if you have the support behind it to make that ROI last longer, all right? So if you're not out there networking, make sure you're doing it. I mean, we saw from the Legal Marketing Trends Report this year that networking activities have decreased. So if you've, you know, if you've been struggling in your marketing and you haven't been networking as much, that might be why. And so it might be good to get back out there, get back to those bar events or your local chamber events, whatever the case is, and get that networking back going. All right. Hope you enjoyed this week. Hope you enjoyed the tournament so far. And that's going to do it. We'll see you next week.
for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.